Coach on the road once again. I got my hero here, DM, David Martin. How we doing?
I'm good, Coach. It's always good to see you.
Same here. So we're in a new season. What's your thoughts about this new season?
Well, it's been good. I think we've been overperforming some expectations, and you know, I feel like we've gotten the personality of our team, and I think it's been a lot of fun. A lot of room to grow, but really excited where we're at.
Well, rumors have it, you've been the man out there on that mound.
Jeez. Just a man throwing a ball, dude. Still a man throwing a ball.
Well, you know, you got a lot of young guys on the team this year. Look like they're hungry and they're playing some exciting baseball.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's kind of what we looked at. It was our strength in spring training. We thought, you know, we got a bunch of young guys who want to play, who grind out at bats, who run hard to first base, and really just do the little things right in the game of baseball. And, you know, the game of baseball sometimes rewards you for that. So I feel like that's been our superpower.
So, you know, I know when I coach college, high school ball, summer travel ball, on the road, the guys did a lot of trash talking. But I know when we was winning, there was more trash talking. So I know you guys doing some real trash talking now.
I think we trash talk ourselves more than anybody else. And I think we have such a good time with each other, and I feel like we don't let each other get too big of a head because somebody will always chop you down in our locker room, which is really nice. We have a good group of guys, and we do some trash talking, but we really keep a lot of it in our dugout.
So, I mean, you know, you guys got this first baseman that's leading the league in home runs. I mean, what kind of trash talk y'all do with her? I know y'all be right there.
I don't know. He's a pretty good player. What do you think about him?
He's all right. He turning some heads.
I know, man. But, when he hits the ball, he turns some heads too, man. Everybody in the dugout loves watching him hit. I mean, he's must-watch TV. Anytime he's in the box, you know, everybody's up on the ledge watching him because, I mean, he just does some stuff every night that you didn't think was possible.
So have you got out them tape measures from the dugout or looked that far somewhere?
There's a few that I feel like we've looked at the estimated distance and we're like, we need to get tape measure because they're wrong. That's a little short. So
I mean, you know, you got a young infield. I mean, you know, you got some defense behind you. You got some bunt behind you. You got some speed behind you. I mean, you got to be excited with this team.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about what we do is, I mean, we can hit home runs. We score runs. A lot of our runs off of home runs. But at the same time, we have 11 bunt hits on the year. We steal bases. We play really sound defense on the backside. And, you know, I think that's just what happens when you have a younger team that learns how to play and learns, you know, what kind of team we are and really leans into it. And, you know, give a credit to the coaching staff for really kind of like hammering that into us in spring training that we need to do the little things right. And so it's been good.
And, you know, DM been in beast mode out there in that mound.
Just a man throwing a ball, baby.
You trying to show off out there?
No. I just love competing, man. I just love competing. And, you know, I talk to myself and talk to God on the mound all the time and just say, God, it's all you. I'm just going to go out here and compete, and you let the ball go where you need it to go.
So, I mean, what does a year or two experience do for a Major League ball player?
I think it's just the amount of, you know, I think just learning what a full season looks like, how to take care of your body, and then on the mound, just the more innings you see at this level, the highest level of the game, you know, you start picking things up, start seeing things faster. You know, you kind of see what guys are sitting on, what they're not sitting on, how they're trying to approach you in the plate versus, you know, your first year in the show, you're just trying to get the ball over the plate, let alone care about anything else that the guy's doing. So I think it's just the repetitions. The more you're up here, the more comfortable you get, and the more you see and the more you learn.
And then when you're a younger player, it's always that insecurity. Am I going to be here next week, next month? Am I going to be here next season? At what point does a Major League ball player kind of put that phase behind them?
I don't think you ever do, to be honest. I mean, it's a hard game, and I think there's a lot of hungry guys in AAA and AA that, you know, like, everyone's trying to take it, like, you know, it's the life cycle of baseball. I think the easiest thing is, you know, 2022 isn't too far ago, and I'm the only player still left from that team. So it just shows you how fast the turnover is in pro ball. And but at the same time, you can use it as a strength of yours, you know. It makes you never settle. It makes you always hungry. It makes you want to be better than you are. And regardless of what you're doing on the field, like, you're always trying to take that next step, figure out that one pitch, you know, execute this a little better. So I think it just puts you into a state where it's just a constant process.
And, you know, since you go claim your veteran status on this team.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You know, the rookies get a hard time in the big leagues. Now, how many of these rookies you call rookie on this team?
I think we got like 14 of them, 15.
Oh,
we
have that many. I lost.
We have a lot. I think we don't have any ARB players. We have one ARB player. We have a few free agent signings, and everyone else is sub ARB. So we got a lot of rookies, if you want to call it.
So you walked in that locker room calling a rook.
Some people look at me and call me rook still. So we still, yeah, we got a lot of them. But yeah, we're teaching them well.
They know not to be the first one in the chow line.
No chow line early. You know, just the little things, back of the bus, double up, make sure you're doing these things right. So, yeah, just the things you got to learn in the big leagues.
Carry the luggage.
We don't do that. Carry the speaker. Carry the speaker.
I've forgotten the
speaker.
Big league,
speaker's important. Speaker's important.
Yeah. Y'all be blasting?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite song?
Shoot. I got a couple right now. It's probably got to be I Wonder by Kanye West. Or, hey, just give me some time.
Okay.
Just give me some time. Or Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers.
You don't be singing, do you?
No, I hate singing. I don't like when other people sing. My wife's the only one I allow to sing.
See, I got in this show letting the fans know. You invited all the players down to your farm and coach to get his invite. I'm going to let...
Hey, I didn't know if you were comfortable out in the woods. You okay out there?
Well, yeah, I'm a little city Caucasian boy. I'm a city Caucasian boy now. You know
I'm just trying to make sure if I'm in the blind and we got some pigs and some coyotes around me that the guy next to me is ready to go.
That's okay. I stay in the city.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
Coach with a man DM.
Hey, appreciate you, Coach. Appreciate as always, good talking to you.
All right. Take care. Thanks a lot. You're my hero.
I don't know about that, Coach.